Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up what you want. Just dial toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, the features we give to you. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We'll start things out here by going into the email box. A couple of quick emails here. Or actually, no, one's not so quick. But the first one is from Trevor. He says, "Hey, I listen to Free Talk Live most days and get a lot out of hearing your perspective. I'm a voluntarist like yourself." And so he addressed this to me, not you, Mark.
Yes, I'm familiar with the experience.
"And one thing I'd like to hear a bit more of is you bringing the moral argument to the table with your guests. For example, when you had Shelley Roach from BTM, Break the Matrix, and Trevor from Young Americans for Liberty, you let them get away with statist beliefs without questioning it. If they are fighting for smaller government, even if it's futile, they're fighting for statism. I understand why Mark wouldn't question them, but I would hope that you would try to persuade them to take that last step to complete liberty. Thanks for your tireless efforts, Trevor." And so basically, Trevor wants to know why I don't really hold the small government guests' feet to the fire on their belief systems. And the answer is, that's not my purpose in interviewing those people. It's not my purpose to ambush them into some sort of debate about whether voluntarism is a better idea than minarchism being the, you know, the concept of having a small government. The reason I have these folks on the air is because, well, they're doing something that's worth talking about. Regardless of what their particular flavor of liberty happens to be, they, you know, are still back somewhere where you likely were someday, Trevor. You were probably in a similar place as these people. Most people, you know, after they grow up in America, don't consider themselves voluntarists. They, you know, are either a Republican or a Democrat. And so we all come from somewhere, haven't we? So I want to respect that about these people, and at the same time highlight the things that they're doing right. I like to think that the reason I'm having them on the show is not to beat them up over their viewpoint or to try to persuade them so overtly as to make that the purpose of the interview. That's not the reason we have people on this show. Am I making sense so far, Mark?
You know, my experience, yes, absolutely. My experience is with, you know, some people that believe in liberty, especially the people that would believe more extremely. I'll make a generalization here as to the voluntarists, anarchists, and consensualists out there, that they tend to, you know, bring it up constantly and in every, you know, like every issue. And what that does is people that have, you know, have looked at that, you know, that philosophy, and for whatever reason, it is not their philosophy, find it, you know, personally, look, every anarchist that I ever talk to wants to convert me. Mm-hmm. Look, I don't want to hear it anymore, man. Please stop talking to me about it. And I think that it's alienating.
Yeah, it is alienating, and it's not to say that I haven't said things. It's not to say that I haven't been clear with my position, I think, and been, you know, I think I've thrown it out there, right, Mark? I mean, during these some of these recent interviews he's talking about, Shelley Roach, Shelley Roach from Break the Matrix, and Trevor from Young Americans for Liberty, we had him on last night. We talked about Washington, D.C. with Trevor. We talked about how it is that even you, the minarchist, Mark, don't think there's much hope for Washington, D.C. So we talked about, but we allowed him to explain why he thought there was. And that's where he's at today, right? He's at that point where we were that says, well, I don't believe that that we should give up, and that America's great, and the government can be rescued. And we'll just turn this Titanic around, and we'll get more active, and we can do this. We can do it, you know, and fine. Go ahead. Give it a shot. Keep trying. And then when you run out of steam and you are burned out, as inevitably will happen. I mean, it seems like it happens with most political activists, is the burnout factor, because unless you're actually advocating for more statism, you don't get anywhere. You won't win. Because the system is designed for more statism. It's not designed for small government. And so we can make all those points, but we touched on it. We talked about why we don't think D.C. is, you know, there's any point to it. We talked about the Free State Project as a solution. You don't have to be a voluntarist to come and be part of the Free State Project. The Free State Project mission statement, or the statement of intent, is that the maximum role of government should be the protection of life, liberty, and property. So that includes voluntarism and minarchism. So I don't care if they come here and they're still a minarchist. Once they're here in New Hampshire, they're more likely to become a voluntarist, as far as I'm concerned, far more likely than if I just get into an argument with somebody or really try to focus on that issue with a phone conversation on national radio. It's right. Not the right place for that.
When they're supposed to be a guest and being interviewed. Yeah. And you have to look at the relationship as a guest. This isn't a combative show, and that's not the intent.
Well, it depends. It's generally not combative. If someone is combative with us, we'll return in kind.
We've got teeth. Sure.
But that's not why we're having guests on, typically, with the exception of maybe a Jack Thompson or something like that, somebody who is clearly a statist, and then we're having a little fun with them.
And I think to some extent, people in general want to be right, and when you're taking the voluntarist position, which is it's a fringe position in a fringe movement. I mean, you're talking about a very small segment of the population as voluntarist. However, it's a very moral standing, and the person who is a voluntarist gets to be right in the conversation. That means that the other person has the experience of being wrong. Nobody wants to be wrong. When people come up with new ideas, they come up with them on their own. Even if you planted the seed and they never even know it.
Yeah.
It's their idea. It has to be their idea. Because otherwise, they're not going to come up with it. So, I say it all the time on the show. My experience, how it is for me is all ideas that aren't my ideas stink. And, I'm sure all my ideas came from somewhere, but it can be very difficult to convince somebody, especially in the situation where you're interviewing them. You know, an interview isn't a combat situation.
It's not an appropriate venue for what it is he's suggesting.
Yeah,
it's not our purpose when we have, and we don't have guests on the show a lot. Although we've had certainly a number over the years we've been doing Free Talk Live. The purpose is to highlight, I think, what the guest is doing right.
Newsmakers.
And in the case, newsmakers, but the people that are making news for the reasons of doing something positive for the ideas of freedom. And Shelley Roche is doing that with Break the Matrix, and she's on the Andrew Napolitano show, and she's a fairly visible feature, or a visible fixture in the movement, and she's had a relatively quick success with it, and so she's notable from that aspect. Plus, when you're talking with people like Shelley or Trevor and other people that are kind of involved in national level organizations, there's also value in cultivating relationships with those people, so they know what Free Talk Live is, and so they're aware of us for the future, and if something comes up that we could work together on, that would be great. And this is how you to deal with people.
Because I my thought process on this, and I'm certainly I don't want to generalize all voluntarists or anything like that, but the people that believe in no government at all have one of their favorite things to do is kick in the pants people who believe in a small amount of government. And what is the point of that? It just doesn't make any sense to me. We both want to, we're both traveling the same direction, wanting to go to nearly the same place, but I'm the guy you attack? Go out and hassle the statists.
Maybe you just get more emails than the average volunteer. Or maybe you get more emails or more kicking in the pants than the average minarchist, is what I'm thinking, because
I'm
of
sure
your
that's
position
true,
on the show.
However, if it's true a lot for me, then it might be true a little bit for the rest of the minarchists.
Well, this is something that I think.
Why is it they go after the minarchists so much?
It's something I think that all libertarians suffer from is this
vegetarianism.
This desire to see your views spread. When you find liberty, when you find the ideas of freedom, even if it's just the small government side of things, when you find those ideas for the first time, it's so much a revelation and so why didn't I realize this? And stunning that you want to bring that to everybody else. And it's frustrating when everybody else doesn't want to necessarily come along at the same clip that you did. And I'm sure the voluntarists are experiencing that from their perspective as I did when I discovered, the ideas of small government. I was very excited. I wanted to get out there and talk to people about it. But the issue is learning how to persuade instead of just spewing. And that's something that I think a lot of people deal with. More coming up.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum, you've tried the patch, you've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride Flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Being a part of Life Change Tea has been an exhilarating experience. I love the testimonies. Julie in New York writes, I love this product. I feel great. It worked immediately. You can feel the cleansing right away. Other products don't work right away like this one does. Mrs. Luella from Missouri writes, my daughter has lost 27 pounds. She loves the tea. And David from Tennessee writes, my wife has a lot of digestive problems and the tea really helps her a lot. I like it too. And here's my favorite from CJ in Minnesota. He writes, this stuff really works. No, I mean it really works. No, I mean it really works. Be one of the many testimonies that we receive every month. Order today online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. You know the number, 928-308-0408. Be our next testimony. You love us and we love you.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All of the features on the site are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. By the way, one of those features is the bulletin board system. There are over 450,000 posts there. Actually, probably well over 460 or 470 by this point. But it's all free. You can get interactive with our listeners there and have fun and bbs.freetalklive.com is the website. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. Welcome, by the way, to our brand new listeners in State College, Pennsylvania. Our first Pennsylvania radio affiliate is now on board with Free Talk Live and for weeknights, which is always a nice plus.
Well, I'm going to have to stop bad-mouthing the Nittany Lions from here on out.
Is that one of the teams there?
That's the State College? The team.
The team? I believe there are more. There's more than one college there.
In State College?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's the home of Penn State, as I understand it, and that is their mascot.
Well, welcome to WRSC AM 1390 to the family of fun affiliates here on Free Talk Live. If you've been listening to us throughout the week, we started on Monday night there on WRSC. You probably have already figured out that this isn't your average talk show. It's not a show that is very much like the rest of the talk radio world, and one of the things you're going to be hearing there on WRSC over time is, I guess, a shift, because they've launched an FM station, an FM talk station in that market, and so they're moving some of their programming over there, and they're going to kind of shift things in a little different direction on the AM side of things. So we'll have to do our best to get those college kids to actually tune over to the AM side of the dial and find Free Talk Live.
Some of them will just sort of show up there, and then they'll tell a few friends, and they'll tell a few friends, and so on and so on.
So this really is a show about whatever you want it to be about, but in order for that to happen, you have to call in and take part. The number is 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 1-800-259-9231. Let's continue here. Take your calls about what you want. Dan is in Illinois, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dan.
Hello, how you guys doing?
Hey, Dan, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I was wondering what your thoughts. Have you gentlemen heard of a guy named Benjamin Fulford?
Benjamin who?
F-U-L-F-O-R-D, Fulford? Out of Japan?
Nope, the name doesn't ring a bell.
Why?
Well, the reason why is he seems to be some kind of go-between between a very huge... I guess you'd call it a ninja population.
A ninja population?
Oh, yeah. It's really, it kind of tickles me. And I'm doing some research on it. And you guys are, I love you guys. You're intuitive and you're smart.
What now? Where are these ninjas populating? I mean, here in the United States, or?
Actually, it turns out that they're like with the Freemasons and everywhere.
Aren't the Freemasons a bunch of old guys? Old guys,
yeah, that's what I thought too. Right.
That's just the image, Mark.
This Benjamin Fulford guy, apparently, his grandfather was the original person that was financing Tesla, and this seems like he's got...
This is all over the place. So where is this going? I mean, you're saying that there's a secret cadre of ninjas out there in the United States?
No, actually, they're out of Japan and China.
Oh, okay.
Like they have like a fort there. You can find them in the history books of China and Japan.
So are they still around today?
They've been apparently watching the and kind of maintaining the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds.
Wow. Okay. This is a new level. This is excellent. So what you're saying is,
really,
let me see if I've got this. Hold on now. Let me see if I've got this straight. I got to make sure I'm understanding here.
Okay.
You're saying that, I mean, we've heard a lot from some of the more conspiratorial callers that, you know, the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds are behind everything, and, you know, they're pulling the strings of the world. But what you're saying is there's actually a whole other level. So not only do you have the politicians on the front line being controlled by the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds behind them, but behind the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds is a secret group of ninjas from Japan and China.
Is that funny?
That
right?
is amazing.
It's pretty great.
I believe it. 100%.
It seems to me that these ninjas can't be operating alone. Ninjas, by their nature, do not operate alone. So I would imagine that the ninjas are actually, you know, a front.
Ninjas do operate alone.
No, ninjas are paid assassins.
Hold on a second. You guys are talking over each other.
I'm not talking over each other. I've been talking. So the ninjas must have been paid by some kind of, you know, Japanese or Chinese mafia, so it's not even the Rockefellers, it's some kind of Japanese or Chinese mafia organization that's actually running the Rockefellers.
What do you have to say to that, Dan?
Let me tell you how this went, how this got to me. This was really, I mean, actually, I was just like set beside myself. But here's what happens to this, what's his name again? Benjamin Fulford, okay, he gets approached by, this is going to tickle you, he gets approached by a Mason ninja, then, because he was doing a major story on David Rockefeller, and he was going to expose him for three murders or something. And then the following, it's like, yeah, I got a bullet in this hand, and I got a pile of money over in this hand, and make your choice. And then the following day.
Now, was he dressed like a ninja at the time?
That is not what Benjamin said. He said, no, look like an ordinary guy.
So like I could be a ninja?
That was my question. Was he dressed like a ninja?
Well, you can be a ninja if you can move silently and kill people without a trace.
Well, no, you actually got to, I think what I've heard, you have to move in shadows. So,
yes, using the shadows, but it's you know, it's a good idea to be silent.
What the key thing was, he's not only just a ninja, he was a Mason ninja.
I love this call. I don't know if they're for
day,
real.
And then, the next day, this guy gets a... He gets another call from another ninja, and he's with the underground. He's with the underground. Y'all need to really listen. He's with the underground Chinese or Japanese mafia, and they control the Rockefellers. And he's the go-between.
Why would the ninjas want to be giving? I mean, you know, ninjas by their nature are secretive people. So why would they be calling this guy who is a journalist who's going to expose everything? I mean, it seems to me.
Oh, this doesn't have to make any sense, Mark. It's just hilarious.
Well, yes,
I think
does.
This is amazing.
It has to make sense to me. Everything's got to make sense to me. It's got to make sense. So
are you telling me you really believe this? Is that what you're trying to tell me? That's why I think your call is so great, because
I had to call a couple intelligent gentlemen. That's why I had to hit you with this. I had to call you up because this just blew me away.
But what I need to know is the important part of this is, where are the lizard people?
That's
think
a good question.
They're with that other dude. What's his name?
Ike.
Yeah, there you go.
Hey, Dan, thanks for the call, dude. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. A new level to the conspiracy, the rabbit hole. I mean, we've said it just keeps going deeper and deeper, and now it's ninjas behind the Masons, ninjas behind the Rothschilds, ninjas behind the whatever the other R family is, Rothschilds and Rockefellers. It's all been revealed now, Mark. What could the next level? Maybe it hasn't all been revealed. What is the next level? Is it Xenu, the alien god from around
Scientology? You know, I love the ninjas, but if your conspiracy theory doesn't include Jewish alien lizard men, it's just nothing.
800-259-9231. Yes, welcome to WRSC AM, Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out, for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming, and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
Anything if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Features including the archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, just click download. They're right there on the front page. In fact, going back for an entire year on us at freetalklive.com.
I've been taking a new vitamin. It's called Choose for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's chewable and includes fruits and berries that have tremendous health-enhancing qualities. Some of these fruits and berries are goji, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. You can get a free week with just paying the shipping and handling by calling 800-219-8874. It's a free week of these vitamins. It's 800-219-8874. Choose for Health.
What was the website again? Choose for Health.
Well, it's orderchoose.com, but you won't get the free week unless you call the telephone number at 800-219-8874.
Thank you for making that clear. All right. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number here, 800-259-9231. We go to Matt in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
A couple of comments about the Benjamin Fulford thing.
And, yes, this is the guy that somebody called about him a moment ago saying that he is, I guess, he has revealed that the truth about the world is that it's not just the evil bankers that are controlling things, but the bankers are actually being controlled by a cabal of ninjas.
Well, see, this is where conspiracy theories have this deep rabbit hole that you guys talk about, and things get a little confusing, and the guy was just a little confused. Benjamin Fulford actually did an interview with David Rockefeller, and you can see the interview. It's on the web. It's a long interview.
Mm-hmm.
In it, he actually talks about Ron Paul ending the Fed, and David Rockefeller thinks that would be a bad idea. But it's not a cabal of ninjas. What it is supposedly the Orient has its own Masons-type group.
Mm-hmm.
And the Oriental Masons-type group are at odds with the European Mason-type group.
Ah, okay.
And And there are people who, you know, within the conspiracy theory group of people who believe or will tell you that Benjamin Fulford is a plant or a misinformation guy put there to make the conspiracy theorists look crazy.
Oh, okay. So I see what you're saying. So you're saying that there's a group of people out there that believe that the European bankers control everything, and that this guy out there, this Fulford, is out there trying to make it look like they aren't in control of the entire world, that there are different competing world banker factions.
Which makes perfectly good sense.
That is what makes sense.
Kind of, sort of. It's really, really, when you start looking at Benjamin Fulford and things like that, it's like stirring up the bottom of a pot with a lot of sediment in it. And things start to come to the surface, and I mean, you look in there, it's all muddied, it's all mixed up, and it that's why people think that he's just set out there simply to make it look like conspiracy theorists are crazy.
You know, and I think that many conspiracy theorists are, at least, they believe, whether they are crazy or not, I don't know, but they believe some crazy things. Some of them do, depending on the theory. But this one, this is interesting, because we had speculated in the past about when the conspiracy guys would call the show and start talking about the Rothschilds and these bankers from around in Europe that control everything in the United States, are trying to create some sort of what they call the New World Order, or this one-size-fits-all government for the entire world. Clearly, there are some indicators of people that would like to do such a thing, but of course the question becomes, well, why hasn't it happened? Well, maybe that's because there are other people that want to control the world, too, that are competing against those folks. I don't know if there's any truth to the ninja thing or whatever, but it's always kind of made sense to me that the people that are in control of certain countries don't want to give up that control to some organization that they themselves won't be in control up. And so, I mean, why else wouldn't there be a one-world government at this point if it was really something that everybody was into? And they're obviously not. There are people that really enjoy the power they have over the plots of land that they have it. And while they may enjoy the idea of having more over a larger swath of land, they also understand that there are people that are competing with them for that level of control. Is that kind of where you're coming from?
Yeah, well, that's where Benjamin Fulford's coming from. His big claim is that because of his father, for what the guy mentioned, his father, I know his father was a bigwig somehow. I'm not sure how. It's a long video. The guy's got like a 2-hour video out there, and he interviews David Rockefeller, and he talks about all this stuff, and his big contention is that there is an Oriental Mason society, and he was asked to join that society. And they do have ninjas. They have these secret agents, kind of like our Masons, our people have, or ours, I shouldn't say ours, but the Western Masons group has the economic hitmen and the CIA and those things. This Oriental group have their version of those things, and the ninjas are part of that. And
very interesting.
Right. And so he brought the message, his message that he was putting out when he made these this particular video, was that the Oriental Masons want peace and they want freedom. They want people to be free.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
So I mean, you know, take it for what it's worth. Take it with a grain of salt.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, because I don't want to sound like, you know, one of those shows. I don't know what the Masons believe. I think they're all individuals, and they all, most of the ones that I've ever met have been friendly folks that, you know, just want to help people. So I'm not saying there aren't people out there that are evil and that are looking to control the world and looking to control people. I'm sure those folks exist, but to paint the Masons with that brush, I think it's just not fair.
I think most, you know, most conspiracy theorists will tell you that the normal run-of-the-mill Masons have nothing to do with the conspiracy. It's the upper-level Masons, and personally, I don't know any upper-level Masons.
Yeah, so, I mean, how do you verify those claims? You can't. It's just conspiracy mongering.
If you talk to the regular Masons,
these people like Fulford out there who put out these videos, and there's no way to prove or to disprove it. So all you can really do is sit there and rub your chin and go, huh.
Yeah,
okay.
That's just it. That's a great way to boil it down. It's just that, so, okay, that's interesting. It doesn't really have any bearing on what we're doing. It doesn't have any bearing on achieving freedom in our lifetime. I mean, if the Oriental Masons are all about freedom, then that's good to know. I'm not expecting them to find us and cut us a check. I mean, that'd be nice. Mark, maybe you should make some calls. See if you can roust up those Oriental Masons.
I'm not calling any ninjas. I don't care what you people say.
Hey, Matt, thanks for the call. I appreciate that clarification. It certainly makes a little bit more sense at this point. 800-259-9231. Did you catch that from the first call at all? I didn't really.
Well, I think that, when you first hear about something, you may not know all the facts. So, he was calling to talk to us about it as opposed to.
Right.
My thoughts on this is, if there is a group of people that control the monetary system in the world, and I think that there is,
sure. And there's evidence for that.
And you've got the names of them. I mean, they're at the tops of these organizations, and some of the names are exactly the names that these conspiracy theorists talk about. But I think that they start muddying the water with, they blew up the towers on 9/11 and they caused Hurricane Katrina with their giant Wawa machine in Alaska that controls the weather and all this other stuff. That just makes them look nuts.
Yeah.
As opposed to, hey, look, there's really a group of people
extracting
controlling the
wealth.
Monetary system.
Yeah.
Here's their names and here's what they're doing.
And they're extracting wealth from you.
Why would they want to do anything else? Why would they want to destroy the world's population down to 500,000? Why would
that
they want to do
sense.
Any of that stuff when we're all their slaves through the monetary policy already?
Exactly. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and that's why the rabbit hole for the conspiracy world is so dangerous. You can bring up what you want. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page-turner hailed by David Nudi, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grapeseed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633. or check it out on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those. And if you like the show and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link. Free Talk Live will get a percentage of whatever you buy, whether it's brand new or even used items. You can get those at Amazon, too. But start your shopping at amazon.freetalklive.com. As we go to your calls, we have a bunch of Dans on hold. Let's go to Dan in Maine first. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen.
What's on your mind tonight, Dan?
Well, I'm looking at this article in the Valley News here. It's about this gentleman named Dominic Bailey in Vermont. Berkshire, and he dug up his father's ashes, and he took them home, and the police came and arrested him for it. And he said, here's what his quote is in court. He said, if I want to move my father, I want to move my father. You want to make a big deal of it? You know, like, what's the problem? He's confused why he's being arrested. Personally, I think you should have a right to your parents' stuff if you know none of the other siblings have a problem. Or...
Well, especially if you paid for the internment. I mean, normally, it's my understanding that when somebody dies, there are all kinds of laws that mandate that you go through the system and get a casket or urn or whatever it is that, you know, depending on how you want to dispose of the body. But I've never heard of anybody burying an urn. I'm sure it happens.
Sure.
Yeah, he dug it up, it says. And then I'm thinking also, I'm kind of one of those green hippie nuts and I kind of wanted to bury my parents right in my backyard out in New Hampshire, you know, and I know they're not going to let me do that, but I figure, you know, the trees and everything, I'm going to bury it in the woods. I'd like to. And
I think it'd be an interesting.
I want to be buried on my own property.
Yeah.
I don't want to be buried in somebody else's you know, graveyard. I want to be buried on mine.
I think that would be a really interesting incident of civil disobedience and non-cooperation to have somebody. I mean, obviously, you can do it only when somebody you love dies. So
yeah.
You probably shouldn't rush that along.
Right. But, you know, once that happens, it would give somebody the opportunity to do that, and then the state has, then the state looks like a grave robber almost. I mean, coming in and stealing your parents' bodies from you, so you can't bury them and dispose of them in the way that you think is appropriate or the way that they wished was appropriate. I mean, what if they want to be buried? As you say, Mark, what if you want to be buried? Your express wishes are to be buried on your own property. Will they still disallow it by some sort of state law?
Sure. They've got what they want to do. You know, people are very weird about death, and they want to, keep their friends at the graveyard in business, mm-hmm. and their friend, you know, the people that run these
don't the cities run
homes,
graveyards,
all that stuff. These people have to get paid.
Don't cities run the graveyards sometimes?
I think it depends on the.
I wanted to make another point if
yes,
I
sir.
Could.
Yeah.
The next part is kind of just an odd thing, but you know how they're saying all the minerals are leaving all the soil? Well, I'm thinking, you know, maybe it's because we've been burying all these bodies in boxes forever.
I don't know. I'm not a soil expert, so I can't really comment on
right.
that. But
you know, you hear these rumors about how the soils, you know, they're the length of minerals and all this stuff, and I'm just wondering. Anyway, that's all.
I think it's a possibility. It'd be interesting, I guess, to look at the difference between a graveyard and the rest of the soil out there. But there's a lot of soil, different types of conditions and that sort of thing. But interesting point, and I hope, you know, I obviously don't hope that anybody's family member dies anytime soon, but if this comes up, I hope that somebody who is as concerned about it as you, and or perhaps it will be you, Dan, will take this as an issue. And then, you know, what are the cops going to do? Are they going to come and steal a body from somebody? That would make some interesting video footage. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. 800-259-9231 or steal an urn. I mean, what the hell? It's crazy. It's your family. It's your loved ones. I mean, you should be able to choose for yourself as long as you own the property where it's to be disposed of. If you own the property and they want to be buried on it, that's it. End of story, as far as I'm concerned. But no, the state wants to come in and do it differently and force you to pay for a casket or force you to pay for a grave spot or whatever. Yeah. I don't know what the different local laws are. I know they're probably varied across the country.
You know, you can have an urn, say, on your mantle if that's what you want, but apparently you can't bury it and then change your mind.
It's amazing. 800-259
Vermont.
Right, 800-259-9231. Even though you paid for that spot, I mean, don't you, when you buy a grave site, aren't you paying that company to essentially own that plot of land? At least, you know, you don't get to go and build something on it. Obviously, there are restrictions on how you get to use that land. It's, you know, you put a gravestone up, there's a casket in the ground or an urn in the ground in this particular case, and that's how you use that land. But if it's your plot, shouldn't you be able to change your mind? 1-800-259-9231 to a different Dan. This one is in Kentucky. Dan, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, I wanted to continue the discussion about ninjas, and I was wondering why nobody mentioned pirates.
Every time you mention ninjas, somebody has to mention pirates, right?
Yeah, the pirates from Norway, Sweden, and Switzerland, they control the ninjas that control the Rothbard, or no, the whoever, the Rothbard.
I don't think the ninjas would allow themselves to be controlled by pirates.
Well, they have no choice. The pirates are superior.
Oh, come on. Are we going to have to rehash this? I don't know. Yeah. I mean,
pirates are tough guys. The only way that you have to be very, very tough in order to make it basically as an amputee with a bird on your shoulder.
But it's a different kind of. I mean, they're so different, the ninjas and the pirates. I mean, they're not a very. I don't know who the best of them would be. I don't know who would win in a match. I've taken the pirate side in the past, but the ninjas are so stealthy and they're so silent and they're so good at killing silently. I mean, and the pirates are so loud and obnoxious and conspicuous.
And they say,
but the ninjas can't do anything on water. That's really what it is. So the pirates have their base on water.
Are you telling me that after years and hundreds of years of ninjas being out there in the world, that they haven't figured out how to deal with the ocean yet and deal with traveling in water?
Well, their stealthy techniques cause them to fall overboard or something like that, I think.
It's certainly a possibility. I don't know. And it's one of those things.
Do you think the flying spaghetti monster would pull them out?
Well, one thing's for sure, if there are pirate and ninja conflict going on out there in the world, they are pretty good at erasing any sort of evidence of it. I mean, whoever it is that wins, you know, you don't see any pirate ships wrecking these days. You certainly don't see ninjas at all. So,
we had a few in Somalia.
But
I don't know where the ninjas came in there. So.
Yeah, are you really a pirate if you aren't flying the Jolly Roger, though?
No, you're not.
All right.
I say they're both screwed when the cyborgs come along.
That's a good point. 800, what about cyborg ninjas? Cyborg pirates? Then it really goes crazy.
What is cyborgs when they have an appendage that it's a machine gun? What do they need throwing stars and pirate swords for?
I don't know. What's it? Is a rapier? Is that a pirate sword? No.
Yeah, rapier sounds right.
Is it a rapier? Toll free number 800-259-9231. I guess the pirates are kind of, if you've got a peg leg, you've been modified. Does that? I guess you're not a cybernetic unless it's a computer, though, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of the.
I'd see that.
That's the dividing line, I suppose.
And
who
really,
will be the first to meld with the machines? Would it be the ninjas or the pirates?
And plus, pirates have their own colloquial way of speaking, and so if the cyborgs don't speak like the pirates, then they're not pirates.
Let's go to your phone calls. Talk about anything. Frank is in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Frank.
Good evening, gentlemen. Listen, I want to apologize for the
the BS word yesterday. I didn't realize I said it until after it came out. So I washed
like
my mouth out with soap.
it's not like we haven't said
it. I don't think I've said that. Have I said that? I remember
you said the a-hole word on the air before. I didn't like that much.
Yeah, but no.
What I wanted to talk about tonight is the notion of civil disobedience, and I received a jury notice for jury duty in New York. And, you know, I'm always concerned about the ethics and the philosophical reasons for doing things. And I really am very disappointed in our judicial system, our legal system, after Congress passed the Homeland Security Acts 1 and 2, the Patriot Act 1 and 2, Homeland Security, and the Military Commissions Act of 2006. So I really, I went in today with my questionnaire to the courthouse, but I really don't want to participate. I want to resist it because really our Constitution has been abrogated by our government, and I feel that the whole justice system really is, a fraud, and therefore being a moral individual concerned with social responsibility, I feel it would be wrong to participate in something that, is a violation of our...
I see where you're coming from there.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about that?
No, yeah, I totally see where you're coming from. The government is corrupt. It's inherently bad, and I don't blame you for not wanting to be to take an active role in actually being a part of it. But I have to know, do you vote?
I do vote.
So let's dig into this a little further, if you don't mind hanging through the news.
Yeah, that's all right.
We'll bring it back, Frank. 800-259-9231. If you vote, then why not do jury duty? I mean, one involvement is one involvement greater than another? Actually, I'd say it's more important if you're going to choose one of those two to do jury duty, because you can actually help save somebody who is being unjustly prosecuted by this evil government. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.